Tuesday of the second week of ordinary time. The Gospel is Mark 3, 31-35. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear family, as Catholics, the first thing we need to clarify here is, who are the brothers of Jesus that came for him? In Jewish terminology words, there is no word for brother that is exclusive. So the same word is for cousins and uncles, by that matter. In matter of fact, in the Old Testament, in Genesis chapter 14, verse 14, Lot is called brother of Abraham. But we know, because in Genesis 11, 26 tells us that actually Lot is not his blood immediate brother. He is actually his nephew. So here you have a specific instance, Genesis 14, 14, of a nephew being called a brother. Also, in Genesis 29, Jacob is called the brother of Laban, but we know that actually it's his uncle. So right there in Scripture, we see that the brother term is very general. Well, sometimes we do the same thing today. A priest can say after a homily, "My dear brothers and sisters," were he to have that recorded and then played back many years later, would someone think that everybody in the congregation is actually a blood brother? Of course not. So we as Catholics have this unanimous consensus from the ancient church that Mary remained virgin throughout her life. Okay, so that being made clear, what is Jesus teaching us here? Well, he's teaching us something that is profoundly amazing, I believe, that the bonds of relationship in him are even greater than the blood relationship that is natural. So that even Mary had to grow in understanding this divine mystery, because her heart, her faith had to stretch to encompass a far greater role in the new family that Jesus was establishing. Later on, we will see Jesus at the cross telling her, "Behold your son," in relationship with John, and to John, "Behold your mother." And so Mary was about to become the mother not only of Jesus, but the mother of all those who are one with Jesus through faith. So all earthly ties now take a second place to the ties, the bonds of the kingdom of God. So we are not merely followers of Jesus, we truly are his family. Jesus is establishing a new family. That is not yet evident among most Christians. We come together to worship, but we don't really truly seem to believe that we are committed to one another in a very profound personal way. Our needs, our concerns, as a true family. Well, the Holy Spirit wants to do that. And how does it happen? Jesus says it is by doing God's will. Well, in order to do God's will, one must first learn what it is. How do we do that? By sitting, listening to Jesus as the crowd was doing that day. So it's gazing upon Jesus, listening to Jesus. We don't learn God's will as a formula or as a bunch of doctrines alone. It is through entering into the heart of Jesus that through the work of the Holy Spirit knows the will of the Father and lives in the will of the Father. So the members of the family of God are not merely adopted as younger siblings of Jesus, but they truly are his brothers and sisters in a most profound way. And not only that, we are called to bring Jesus forth into the world. Bringing forth is the mission of a mother. And so we are also mothers of Jesus. This does not in any way put Mary outside the circle, but rather we must understand that no one like her listened to the Word of God and lived by the Word of God. And so Mary truly is the mother of Jesus in not only the biological dimension, but also in the mystery of the kingdom of God. And she's not only his mother, but she is also our mother. May the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.